Conference USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the fighting men of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week till it's over there. Pop to, mister, and get on the beam, for here comes that high-powered show for you high-powered guys in the AEF. It's command performance time, too, for you civilian workers and nurses, and for all our friends tuned into radio stations in Great Britain, New Zealand, Australia, Alaska, Hawaii, Puerto Rico, Guatemala, the Near East, and Africa. We got big business in the old command performance office tonight, and right now, here's your lovely chairman of the entertainment committee and vice president in charge of your letters, your mistress of ceremonies, Miss Betty Grable.
Thank you, Don Wilson, and hi, fellas. This is Betty Grable doing skirt patrol duty on command performance. Skirt patrol, that's army slang. It means looking for feminine companionship. But I've picked up lots of army slang lately. You see, I've been talking to a soldier friend at that great big army camp near Los Angeles. I think it's called boot camp. Well, this boy's in the infantry, but I guess he's going to be in the cavalry. He told me he wants to be a gasoline cowboy and ride those galvanized geldings. But anyway, I'm speaking plain English when I say that command performance is really going out big again tonight. So big that you'd better take this first number and try it on just for size. For Sergeant C.W.S. and a certain platoon at APO 812, and for John Saint and the Devil Dogs of the Air, we bring you the Pride of the Big Smokies, that Ozark Nightingale, the Clown Princess of Hollywood, Miss Judy Canova.
Hiya, fellas. Hiya. Hey, wait a minute. Come here, Betty. You know something? I wanted to stand up by a glamour gal for a long time. You ain't got no more than I got. Just grouped a little better. Well, fellas, I just got back from a big bond selling tour with all the movie stars. All the gals started giving away kisses with each bond they sold. I wasn't doing so good, so finally I stopped, looked them all square in the face, and I says, "Boys, one kiss from me will put new life into you." One feller stepped up. He says, "I'll buy a $500 bond if you'll kiss my tires." Yes, sir. But you know, I really had a good time on that trip. I sure did meet all kinds of people. I'll never forget one town we was in. I was standing there with all the folks around me, you know, and some nice fella walked up to me and he put his hand in my pocket. I thought it was some kind of a game, so I put my hand in his pocket and made $20 on the deal. Yeah. While we was on the tour, we stopped off in my old hometown of Unadilla, Georgia. Good old Unadilla. Folks back there is getting ready for Thanksgiving, so I went out to my Uncle Ben's farm. Uncle Ben, that's my stoop-shouldered uncle, Bend Over Canova. No kidding, though, you know. Those folks of mine are really the salt of the earth. Why, in fact, my family down there is what you might call regular pioneers. Well, do you know that they's one of the first families to cross this here country in a covered wagon? You could have seen the faces, you'd know why the wagon is covered. Well, sir, out there at the house when we sat down to eat, they brought on the turkey, you know. You should have seen them Canovas go to work. That's the first time I ever seen anybody get sparks from a knife and fork. You never seen people eat so fast in your life. Well, I leaned my head down to say grace, and when I looked up, Ma asked me what I wanted for dessert. That bunch can really eat. They had everything on the table, and then they started looking at each other. Boy, was I nervous. I was really nervous, I'm telling you. For dessert, we had Ma's specialty, a flaming pudding. Of course, it didn't have any brandy, so they used kerosene. It's the first time I ever got indigestion and had my oil changed at the same time. But there's just one thing I'd like to say about Thanksgiving with the Canovas, and I do want to say it right here and now. If all the turkeys in the world was laid end to end, that's the part I'd get. And now, fellas, I'd like to sing you a little song dedicated to the sweethearts of the men in the service entitled 2 Hours After the Crap Game, or I Can't Give You Anything But Love, Baby. Hit it, Professor. Rome wasn't built in a day. You have to pay for what you get. I will be here when you find me. So come and find me, my little pet.
Pictures and the musicians who give their services. Right here, men, I'd like to read a letter from a sailor named R.J. Wold. Dear Command Performance, up here in the North Atlantic, we never hear crickets or frogs, and it would be awfully nice some night when we go to sleep to hear those things again. Yes, sir, we'd really get a big bang out of hearing some good old frogs and crickets. Well, sailor, that's for you. Take a big yawn while our genius in charge of sound gets hep to the crickets and the frogs. Crickets and Mr. Frog. Well, fellas, not long ago, you called Freddie Slack and his orchestra with Ella Mae Morse to command performance, and they gave out with a sensational hit tune, Cow Cow Boogie. Well, since that night, Freddie has done it again. But the big thing in jukeboxes in America right now is Freddie Slack and his orchestra, Ella Mae Morse, and Mr. 5x5. Thank you.
Mr. 5x5, 5 feet tall and he's 5 feet wide. He don't measure no more from head to toe than he do from side to side. Mr. 5x5 got 15 chains and a line of jive. He's a mellow old cat, a real hep bat. He be Mr. 5x5. That man can really jump it for a fat man. The only trouble is there's no way of knowing whether he's coming on or going. Mr. 5x5 is slightly plump on his butter side. He don't shake it no more from head to toe than he do from side to side. He's coming on or going. Mr. 5x5, 5 feet tall and he's 5 feet wide. He don't measure no more from head to toe than he do from side to side. Mr. 5x5.
Mr. 5x5 Sent Your Way by Freddie Slack and his orchestra and Ella Mae Morse. Our next star in command performance is not exactly 5x5. In fact, I guess Charlie McCarthy is more of a, well, 4x2. 2x4, I certainly fixed that. My only joke. So, for Sergeant Christie and 13 pals with that fighter squadron somewhere in India, for Major C.E.B., a former family doctor now at APO 942, and especially for a Brooklyn nurse now in England, Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
That's nice going, Betty. That 4x2, that's a nice hunk of stuff. That's... That's pretty good, yeah.
Hello, Betty.
Hello, Edgar.
I suppose you're going to that meeting tonight.
Well, I sure am.
Yeah, what's going on? What's the meeting? What's the meeting?
Well, there's a meeting of the American Red Cross, Charlie.
Yeah?
You see, Charlie, I'm studying first aid.
No.
Mm-hmm.
You? First aid?
Mm-hmm.
Well, paint me with iodine and call me a casualty.
I'll stop it.
Uh-oh. Oh, it came on so suddenly, didn't it?
What's the matter?
Oh, just came over me right now. I'm a sick man. Oh.
You know, it's awfully good to see you again, Betty.
Oh.
Well, it's awfully good to see you again, too, Edgar.
Yes.
That's right. Just go ahead and let me die here. Just ignore me. Go ahead. I'm just nothing around here. That's all.
Oh, Charlie. Are you suffering?
Uh-huh. Yes, but of course I don't mind suffering, you know, Miss Grable. It's just the pain I can't stand.
Oh. Oh, you poor boy.
Yeah.
Let me help you. Let me make you comfortable.
I got it bad, and they ain't good, you know.
There.
Mm-mm.
I'll put my arm around you.
Yeah.
Is that better?
Oh, much better, yes. Now I got it good, and that ain't bad, is it? I think I'm getting delirious. I think I see an angel. Yes, I see an angel. Hello, angel. What you doing tomorrow night, dog?
Oh... So that's it. You're faking.
Yeah.
Charlie, you know the story about the boy who cried wolf?
Well, with me, it's the girls who cry wolf.
Oh.
But really, really, Betty, really, you know, I'm just as mild as a lamb. I'm just a lamb. Oh. Of course, right now, I'm a sick man.
Oh, sure.
All right, Charlie, if you insist, open your mouth and stick out your eyes.
Yeah. What do you mean, stick out my eyes? Nursey, have mercy. Is that the kind of stuff you learn in first aid class?
Well, not exactly, Charlie. Right now, we're learning about the various types of bandages.
I see.
I'm pretty good at it, too.
What do they call you? Wizard of Gauze?
Now, let me see.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. There's the roller bandage, the triangular bandage,
sure.
The upper bandage.
Oh, come, my pet. Please, let's not speak of such things. Let's discuss something more interesting.
Well, but Charlie, these things are very interesting and very important, too.
Yes.
In times like these, what else is there to do? Did you hear me? I said, in times like these, what else is there to talk about?
You did say that, didn't you? You're a Betty Grable, aren't you?
Yes.
I'm Charlie McCarthy, huh?
Yes.
Well.
Well?
Are you kidding? Oh, my little fawn, your eyes are like pools of limpid loveliness. Alas, I am a drowning man.
Drowning?
Yes.
Let's see. Artificial respiration, page 108.
No, I don't mean that. No, I mean my heart is on fire.
Oh, superficial burns, page 176.
No. Can't you think of anything but first aid?
Well, you might do well to think about it yourself, Charlie.
Yeah?
Why don't you come over to one of our Red Cross meetings?
You think they'll let me in?
Well, of course. As a matter of fact, you'd come in very handy.
What could I do?
Well, we could use you for a splint.
Oh, I wanted to be your assistant, you know, at one of those first aid meetings. Couldn't I do that?
Oh, but I already have an assistant, Charlie.
Yeah.
And he's simply wonderful and so handsome.
Who is he? I don't think I'd like him.
Well, his name is Mortimer.
Not Mortimer, Snurd! Not that lame brain.
That's right. And he's right outside. I'll call him. Oh, Mortimer, dear.
You. Oh, my mama done told me. A woman's a two-faced.
Mortimer.
Yeah.
Mortimer, come over here. I want to speak to you.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, come here, Mortimer.
No.
I won't bite you.
I wish you would.
Mortimer, is it true? Is it true, Mortimer, that you're helping Miss Grable in her first aid class?
No.
Are you helping out at first aid?
Where?
Well,
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know. Darn you.
Well, tell me, how are you doing? I say, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm busier than a one-armed coat hanger.
Coat hanger, yeah.
I'm Betty Grable's patient.
Oh, you're her patient.
Yeah, she's my Florence Nightingale.
No.
Oh, yes, she is.
No, you don't mean Florence Nightingale.
Oh, no.
Guess again.
Night in Jersey City? No. I give up.
Well, it's Nightingale.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, now what is it?
Florence the Mockingbird.
That's fine.
Now, Mortimer, let's show Mr. Bergen how much you're learning about first aid.
Yeah.
Now, let's suppose a man has a broken leg.
No.
What would you do?
Oh, leg, huh? Front leg? Yeah, front leg. Well, if the leg is broken above the elbow, I'd rub it with some, I'd rub it with that horse linum, I'll get some linimum, num, num. Linimum. Guess I'll have to shoot him. I can't say linimum. I'm sharper than a gumdrop.
Yeah, that's fine, Mortimer. Yeah.
Now, Mortimer, let's show Mr. Bergen how you helped me in the bandaging class.
Yeah, ma'am, yeah.
Now, stand right over here.
Just before the battle, Mother.
We're going to pretend you have an injured arm.
Yeah.
First, we take the bandage like this,
yeah,
and we wind it around and around and around and around.
I'm getting dizzy.
And next, we fix the sling.
Yeah.
I draw it gently under your arm, and then I take one end in one hand and the other end in the other hand. There, like this. Oh, now hold still. Then I put my arm around your neck.
What's the matter, Mortimer?
Oh, she tickles me, yeah. What's the matter? Oh, she gives me those gooseberry bumps.
Well, Mortimer, I see you've certainly learned a lot in your Red Cross work.
Yeah, isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
Last time you saw me, I was just nothing.
Yes, and look at you now.
Yeah, gruesome, ain't I?
Thank you, Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, and Mortimer Snerd. Command Performance is pleased tonight to answer the letters of Navy Bill Morgan at a port in Cuba, and a fellow named Roth on one of Uncle Sam's fighting submarines, and Charlie Demur and the crew over there in Hawaii, and still another Navy man named Rowell, whose wife waits for him in Newport, Rhode Island. And we're calling Lieutenant AMW in London with love from a girl named Alice. Here are two favorites of thousands of you, Kenny Baker singing Stardust.
Of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely a song, the melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration, but that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song. And so beside a garden wall, when stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale of paradise where roses grow. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will remain. My stardust melody, the memory
Well, fellas, that old guy in charge of counting off the minutes just sneaked in here to wind up the studio clock and put us out for the night. But before saying goodnight, I'd like to drop in on Bill Craig and his buddies in Greenland, and then cut down to Panama with a load of love to Weston Wren. Thanks to Silva and Jones, who wrote in from Accra, Africa. Hello, Williams and the gang at APO 952. And love to the 18 dog faces who rode on August 12th from somewhere in the wide and blue. And Bradley at Fort Randolph. I'll send you that snapshot. Lieutenant Scheibel at APO 868M. Don't kid me. You know what you want. Hi there, DeMarco at 957. And Private Graham in Hawaii. And Matt Pagliasotti at 812. Appleby and you 18 men at the HECP in San Juan. Take it easy, cousin. We love the Marines. Hello, Foley and company at 836. Hello, Mac and the rest of the boys at Darien. Was that loud enough? And to all of you men all over the world, this is Betty Grable sending love and kisses from the USA.
Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, answering the requests of our fighting men, nurses, and civilian workers throughout the world, and saluting our partners in all the United Nations. Command Performance is presented by the War Department of the United States in cooperation with the Hollywood Victory Committee and Local 47 American Federation of Musicians. This is Don Wilson thanking you for the swell letters you send to Command Performance in care of this station, and until next week, saying, so long from Uncle Sam.